that that damn obstruction is back. And that's exactly what it was. There was no evidence of tumors or cancers. It was just a simple adhesion down there.
In other words, as far as your ability to work and everything, like, no question can be raised. In other words, you put in all knowledge.
No, they're still doing it. Yeah. Did it right in the hospital the day after the operation. I brought my executive assistant up and started right away.
Let me ask a couple of other things that have to do with what we designed here. As you probably are aware, what this, if you were to be nominated, and Mr. Clink, of course, probably John Mitchell, probably knows him, you obviously open up before a different committee, the member of the committee, the whole Watergate. Now the question is whether you feel that you can handle it, whether that's a good thing, a bad thing. And so what I mean is, the Watergate Committee, you know, has these three-quarter jackets on it and so forth, and then we've messed it up there. Your committee would have Kennedy and Tony.
Right.
I'd like to make quite a deal about this. What I'm getting at is this, I'm not concerned about the facts coming out. All I'm thinking is whether it's to the interest of everybody concerned to have man who is to be nominated for director of the Bureau of Feedback and so forth on it, whether it's good for us to have that story told twice before two committees, et cetera. So why don't you give me your judgment on that? You must have thought about
Oh, yes.
And you must have thought also the kind of the story you have to tell, what you'd examine on. It would not be limited to Watergate. They would probably ask you about such things. Do you know about any other things that the Bureau has done? Now, okay, whether it's domestic wiretap, very stubborn, parenthetically, whatever, we hear you kind of start getting out truth there. It's the height of that, isn't it? Robert Kennedy Administration Justice Department has never been under a year. It's been cut down to a very small amount. But then I wouldn't be too goddamn defensive about it. I'd say, yes, we have to do it because of this involves possibility of the violent groups that have done this. Monica Wallace, on its own, and others, I'd say,
Tell a strong story.
Yeah, I'd say, look, what do you want us to do about this? You want to let people get shot? We have embassies to protect. You can ask. You sure find that out?
I think the Bureau's been very scrupulous.
But on the domestic wiretapping, it isn't just anything you do in the United States and so forth. Of course, you can't. It isn't if you're limited to tapping just foreign governments, foreign sort of, you know, activities here that has to do with national security. There are a hell of a lot of people, these violent groups, who would threaten these the Jews and all the others that are running around the Arabs. Either side, you know, this is violent Jewish. The committee wants to kill the Arabs, and the Arabs want to kill the Jews. Christ,
terrorism is a
major
problem.
Terrorism, it's another thing, and you've got to get into that, right? Some of that required wiretapping. Your authority, your responsibility in hijacking, your responsibility I think that you've got to get an eye on it, John, or me, next time on this. I'm not really kidding. I don't believe we should be defensive. First of all, we're doing less. Second, it's extremely unnecessary. We must not be denied our ideas. But the idea that we're wiretapping a lot of political groups is bullshit.
That's right. Not simply that.
Let's get back to the fundamental point.
Get the other.
You know the mood of the Congress, and you know they're petting the press on Watergate and so forth. What's your view? Would it hurt or help for you to go up there and be passionate about that?
I think probably, Mr. President, I'm the man that's in the best position to handle that thing. Because I have consistently handled it from the outset before Judge Sirica's order came to play, when we were talking only procedure, not substance. And I handled all kinds of questions from all kinds of press people. And then when Sirica shut the valve, why, I had to shut up even on things procedural. I have been intimately connected with it. I've been responsible for quite a bit of the decision making insofar as the Federal Bureau of Investigation is concerned. I feel that I would have taken a greater beating had not the Urban Committee been established. And this is always a possibility there that you're not going to get too much flack. before judiciary. I think I'm going to take the expected heat from Kennedy, Fry, Hart, Tunney, that group. But I don't think it's going to be nearly as severe as it would have been had not the Urban Committee been established. I think that's where it's all going to hang out, and I'm not ashamed for it to hang out, because I think the administration has done a hell of a fine job in going after this thing, and I think we're prepared to present it in just that light. Now, if you bring somebody else in, you can be attacked as ducking the issue, trying to put a new boy in so he can go up there and say, I didn't have anything to do with this. This happened on Gray's watch. Get him back here and let him talk about it. I think it's a thing we ought to meet head on.
Let me say, what kind of story can you tell them? They say this, that you just go in and think we had a very intensive investigation. We ran down all leads who you talked to last week, and we questioned at very great length the sworn statements. Did you swear and statements?
Yes, we did.
From the members of the White House staff. Why didn't you question Mr. Haldeman when you say that?
Perfectly good reason we didn't question Mr. Haldeman, because no agent, even the case agent at the lowest level, felt that any trail led to Mr. Haldeman. He did not recommend that a lead be set out to interview Mr. Haldeman. The field supervisor did not. The special agent in charge did not. The bureau supervisor did not.
But leads did lead to others.
Did lead to others. And we went out. This is one I had. Sir? Yes, sir.
Mitchell was
fine. Oh, thank you.
You got your stands. So
yes, we stand three times. Mitchell once. Bob Haldeman, not at all. I'm not really afraid of that thing, because I called those agents in at the end of that first week and just gave them unsure to hell and told them to go and go with all of them and vigor possible. I furthermore called Larry O'Brien that Saturday morning, and I said, Mr. O'Brien, I hear there's some rumors around this town that the FBI is not pursuing this with vigor. And he said, no. He said, let me assure you, we are very happy with what you're doing. So I'm going to lay that on their backs. And other things like that. I don't fear that investigation at all. Oh, I think they'll do that, but I think we can shoot that down easily, because I've got all kinds of letters from the field that I wouldn't let come to you. I stopped them. They tried to respond to this criticism that morale is bad. It's actually higher than it's ever been in the Bureau.
What is the situation, for example? You see, you haven't been able to do anything.
Ready to buy that, Mr. President. We have done something. I've been wiping people out of there, you know, like the Assyrian on the foe.
Do we have any question about that? That is what our Time magazine guy says. He's got a direct channel to the Bureau.
Well, he probably has. Sandy Smith used to talk to a lot of guys in the Bureau, and I won't talk to the SOB anymore because the laser card
is very high.
Oh, we laid the cards on the table with that slope three times, right. Laid them right out there. Gave the same cards to Newsweek, and each one wrote differently. And I just said, no more to this clown. And I won't deal with
it. Smith has written stuff that is true right out of the Bureau.
There's no
right out of the Bureau.
Question about their getting the settlement freeze or whatever those forms are. Summary forms.
So 302.
Yeah. And
because I would say if there were false, then I would just say it was time.
There's some
closing in. But this is a case where they have true information, and I suppose that it's somebody from the Bureau. I think Peterson's office puts it up.
Mr. President, you have to realize that other people than we get the 302s, and I have put some pretty strong controls on our dissemination and our accounting. And I don't say that it's not possible it can come from the Bureau. It is possible.
Well, let me ask you this. For example, if you follow through on the direction, which I understand was given, everybody in the Bureau was to take a lie detector test as to whether what part they played in the wiretapping of my plane in 1968. Is that true?
No, that directly was not given.
Well, it's given now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, what happened there? Who dropped the ball on that?
I don't know that, Mr. President.
That charge has been around. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But the Washington Star has to spread the story. Johnson killed the Star. But it has to be checked out just for the integrity of the government.
Chenault and how they tried to...
There was a wiretap, there was a phone wiretap for sure, and there was an allegation...
On your plane, sir?
Hoover told me that the Bureau tapped my plane in 1968, and he told Mitchell the same. Now, I want everybody in the Bureau who has anything to do with wiretapping at that time questioned and given a lie detector test, not because I'm going through this, but because the allegation has been made and the stars are going to print the story.
Right.
And we want to knock it down. Don't you believe you should?
Oh, sure. But I had, I didn't have any directive like that. I had some questions from John Dean about Bromley Smith, Anna Chenault.
You understand, I'm not making the charge, but I do know that that means all we do is play it very well.
I wouldn't put it past him.
I wouldn't put it past Johnson.
No.
We're not trying to do him in, but it is very important that it be known in the Star, and I think the Star is working with one magazine, I don't know which one, that they be known that that's been investigated so that we just don't say, well, no, the Bureau didn't do it. I know the Bureau's sensitivity on that, but are the same people that do wiretapping for the Bureau now, are they the same ones you had in 68?
We think, Mr. President, that if such an order came, it came to Deke DeLoach from Lyndon Johnson, and that it...
Well, DeLoach is a good one.
Yeah, Deke got it, he gave it.
All right, he used to have a lie detector also. He's out, I know, but he's still got to take one. I want this. Don't you agree, John? We've got to get to the bottom of this damn thing.
Well, I
want to,
you know...
I'm not going to be in here denying it from here unless the director of the FBI tells me it's been checked. The FBI cannot be above the law on this thing.
Oh, I know it. No, if this was done, we've got to look into it. Even if the allegation is there, we've got to look into it.
Was Scott there in Las Vegas?
No. He was not at... he may have been in the Bureau. I shouldn't answer that.
Who would you put... Who do you think would be the fault of the second man over there?
I think, Mr. President, that my recommendation to you now would be to continue Felt. But I think what I've got to do, and which I'm in the process of doing, is come up with an overall plan to submit to you, and you and I should discuss that plan.
Well, the only problem you have on Felt is that the lines lead very directly. I can't believe it, but they lead right there. And I
well, you know, we've tried to track him.
I don't know.
Pappas set traps around to see if we can turn something up.
Why don't you get in the bubble that's made the charge then?
Well, maybe.
He's not a newsman.
No.
He's a lawyer.
That's right.
For time.
I know the reasons, Mr. President.
Well,
I know the reasons. I knew the allegations existed, and I think one thing, Mr. President, I would like to say to you, because I believe I must say it to you, those people over there are like little old ladies in tennis shoes, and they've got some of the most vicious vendettas going on. And they're gossip mills.
In
the FBI.
In the FBI, for sure.
That's a...
So they use my name to hate everybody else. I would hate to hear it. What about this fellow Sullivan, good, bad, or indifferent? You bring him back for that time?
I wouldn't bring him back at all. I wouldn't touch him at all. His first words when he came back to Washington in response to questions from some of the people in the Domestic Intelligence Division as to why he was here, two words, for revenge. Bill Sullivan was a very disappointed man when Hoover put Deke DeLoach in the position as assistant director.
Deke fired him. I mean, yeah, Hoover didn't like him.
Didn't like him, and he began attacking Hoover. The guy is too nervous. He's not articulate at all.
Well, coming back over to Felton, it would be very, very difficult to have a Felton in that position without having that charge cleared up.
Incidentally,
let me say, this is also a direct piece. You're
going to take
a lie detector test, aren't you?
Sure. I've taken
All right. Has he ever taken one?
I don't know.
That charge has been made. John, you prepared the questions, you know, that have been made. Has he talked to Time Magazine? This and that and the other thing. And he's going to do it, or he's going to get the job. That's the way it has to be. You see, the thing is that there's a lack of discipline over there at the present time. And that's part of the problem with the morale. That's part of the problem with leaks.
In the FBI, Mr. Press,
sir, this stuff didn't leak when Hoover was there. I've never known of a leak when Hoover was there. I could talk to him in his office about everything. And the reason is that it wasn't because they loved him.
President.
But there are police are occurring. We from someplace.
That's right, from someplace. But as to discipline, I have done things with regard to discipline that Mr. Hoover didn't dare to do. I took on Graff, and I met him face to face, and I threw him right out of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Sure.
These guys know. They can't lie to me like they used to lie to Hoover.
I'm not referring to that. Frankly, I'm referring to discipline in the highest sensitivity. Involving what may be political matters. Not partisan political matters. But I've got to know, for example, what's going on about notification. Let's suppose something in the Pentagon Papers, let's suppose there's a leak to a certain member of the press. I got to have a relationship here where you go out and do something and deny this fact by those
people. Right, right. Well,
you've got to do that because I don't have anybody else. I can't hire some asshole from the outside.
No.
The relationship is a self-starting one in a sense.
And you've got to
be on the call.
Yes, sir.
And say, we picked up something here. Joe Kraft. Is talking to the North Vietnamese.
We do, for example, let me tell you that Joe Graff, when he was in Paris, and we could do it on the basis that we were doing it, and that son of a bitch was talking to the North Vietnamese, and so Hoover got us the information. Very helpful to us to know.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not because of what he wrote, but because he was a goddamn agent.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's the kind of thing we just got to know.
And
we live in a dangerous world.
Oh, I know that.
That's the enormously valuable part of this relationship for us.
That's the kind of thing where you don't want to have that done with the film or whoever's down the line. I mean, you have it done by you say, well, boys, we've got to do something. You know, to have the North Vietnamese or next.
Well, just like this comment you passed.
Maybe the Israelis or maybe you see, it's that sort of thing. And Hoover, of course, was a great cop smart, robbers guy, been through the whole area. He was overly suspicious, actually. But that helped a bit because as a result, he got us information, which is extremely helpful.
positive evidence of that. We could nail Deke on that, because I'm sure from what checking I've done on this other thing that it came through Deke.
I just want to be sure that I'm good.
Well, let me say this. The main point is that, as I said, I think it's going to be a bloody confirmation.
Oh, I do too. Probably John Rooney's people in the Senate side.
Well, why don't you